My voice today sounds like this.
Previously on Rogaine Roleplay.
What in the hell?
So you've just opened the door in the room that you've all magically made your way into, or sloppily. And it leads to just a stairwell going up. It looks like this was an addition on the house at some point. And it's pretty bare bones. It's not decorated. It doesn't look like this was meant for guests.
I can turn invisible. And I could probably do reconnaissance to gather intel, m'lady.
like Capitan curtsies.
So I come back downstairs and I say, there's a pantry on the second level. And then there's like another set of stairs. On the other side of that door is a closet with old dusty clothes.
Okay, let's go check out this room, the bedroom.
And as Lynn puts an ear to the door, you can hear that there is water running somewhere nearby. And I think when that happens, you say a little bit too loudly that you hear it.
Ah, someone is watering plants.
The captain puts their finger to their mouth.
Oh, sorry. Excuse. I did not mean to.
Hey, I think I saw some plants in the living room.
We should just pop out at this point.
No, we should go investigate.
Yeah, but that means getting out of the closet.
Get your heels ready, Rux. I'm going to go investigate.
As you go into the bathroom, you can peek your head around and you see that there is a watering can in the sink that is slowly being filled.
We have a couple seconds to hide so that we can ambush.
Wait a second. Do we need to ambush them? Wait, who knows if they're even hostile? I shall be the damsel in distress. And now I will fall over, and I am going to fall over and like put the back of my hand on my forehead and say, oh no, I have fallen. It is just me by myself here.
Welcome to Roll Gay Roleplay, a real gay, real play D&D podcast. I'm Chris the DM, and hang out for the gay agenda because I've got something to tell you. I got news. I got big news.
Hi, my name is Katie, and my big news is that I've kept a job for over a year.
Hey.
Oh my God. Hey.
My name's Brandel, and I play Bay. And I also have big job-related news in that I accepted a position based in Dallas.
No, are you fucking kidding?
I'm not kidding. I'm going to be close to you, Jonathan.
Okay.
And by close, I mean like probably several hours.
You're like 4.5 hours away.
Okay. I don't visit Tisha. They're yeah, two.
I get free plane rides, so we'll be girls.
Oh my God. You could fucking do that now, bitch.
Shay.
Come hang out with me and Tisha.
I am so ready for you to be a part of Dallas society. And if you, I shouldn't say names, but them Dallas man, they are country fat and fine. So,
okay.
They hog tied a cow and they're like, damn.
Just call me a cow.
Yeehaw. Is that what y'all say around here? Yeehaw. Did I say that right?
That's so fun. I'm Tisha and I play Rux Bellaticino. I also have job-related news. I start my new job in about 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. And hi, I'm Jonathan, and I'm hoping to get job news soon. So
give me like two
months because I'm just now starting the process of getting out to education.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. She's teaching is not where it's at, y'all. So yeah. If you are young and you are hopeful, you're getting your bachelor's in education, I'm going to tell you right now, just find a rich man or a woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. To all those queer, non-binary, and just straight up just only cis women, because it still sucks to be a cis woman in engineering. Don't.
Hello? Yeah. Women in STEM, okay. Like, we still get mistreated, honey. Like,
oh, women love knowing about machine and kitchen, right? Y'all? What the fuck?
Bet you've never heard this one before. Misogyny.
Women in STEM, more like women in, well, actually.
Oh. Just ask a boy about cars.
Tisha.
Thanks. Oh my God. I haven't put my 2 weeks in yet, so don't tell anybody.
Well, great.
I'm hoping that by the time this airs, I need to redo that.
You'll be safe.
You're running out of time to put in your 2 weeks if you start in 2 weeks, girl.
I think it's 3 weeks.
Okay. Some places it's a month. I know, that's freaking wild.
You could just quit.
You don't owe them 2 weeks.
I kind of want to give them a month, but the new job wanted me to start this Monday, and I'm like, I can't do that.
Right, like you have to like say goodbye and everything.
Well,
yeah, that's the most important part. Is you really need to go desk to desk and say goodbye
as we go on.
Tisha, why did you wear a graduation cap all day?
Because I'm graduating away from all of you. You smile and walk away.
Boom.
Speaking of, when I did I had to do a background check for the new job, and I looked up my previous background check just to like get the dates for when I graduated. Mm-hmm. On that background check, it said I didn't have a degree. And well. So they hired me anyway. Huh. But so I called the university. I'm like, hey, what's up with this? You know, four years ago, you said I didn't have a degree. Do I not have a degree? I have a diploma, like, that I have in my hand. And they said I had a degree, so I don't know.
Weird. We do have a question. And our question is inspired by a question that was brought on Discord from Nemo about drag queen names. Like, what was the one on Discord was a drag queen name for someone that just wants to collect your cash. And we came up with a full house of drag names. So we're going to do it again. We're going to just say, for everyone here, we're going to come up with a drag name for somebody that collects model airplanes.
Yes.
How did
that collects model airplanes.
That was a random generator.
Literally,
you want me to do it again?
Plug in.
No, it's fine.
Situation janitor. I've already got a couple ready to go, so.
Okay, locked and loaded.
Okay, can I go first? Because I already got mine.
Yeah.
Kev.
Yeah, drag queen name is Ina Cockpit.
Oh my God. Oh, damn.
I'll go next. Tailwind Tuck.
Oh. I like that one.
I have one for a drag king, Wing Manny.
Okay, totally off topic, and I don't know if this is like, yeah, okay, so there is a drag king where I'm not even sure, there is a drag performer near where I live called Wet Willie, and they play the flute and do like nautical mermaid drag, and it's fucking incredible. Like,
what?
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, like stripping and playing the flute, and I'm just like, damn, bitch. So I have two. For a drag king, I've got Master Morning Balsa Wood, because model airplanes are made out of balsa wood.
And every time they come on stage, they say, it's because model airplanes are made out of
balsa wood.
And if you don't believe me, you can suck my balsa sack.
That's good. I don't think they were good drag names. I just thought that I already had them. And then I have a Mrs. Parasitic Drag, because that's a type of drag that affects airplanes.
Parasitic drag?
Because
yeah.
It's like a force on a plane.
You're going to call yourself parasitic?
How are you so fucking cerebral?
Okay, but if someone came out called Mrs. Parasitic Drag and they were like in a Godzilla or a Mothra costume, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, mine's so dumb. I shouldn't have gone after Katie.
Well, I'm not saying that they were good, Chris.
Altitude.
No, those are fucking hysterical and well thought out. Mine's Altitude, because plane go up.
Hi, my name's Alti. You know, normal human name, Alti.
Normal human name. I mean, starting off with the cockpit, I think was my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good, Jonathan. I think Jonathan won pretty, hands down.
Mm.
Oh, this is not about winners or losers. It's just that I'm better than all of you.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will go to you, Jonathan, if I ever want a drag name.
No.
Ooh, because... What about Aviatrix Adore?
Oh, no. Aviatrix. She's a dominatrix.
Propella DeGeneres.
Oh, whoa.
She just comes out and mimes along to old Ellen DeGeneres skits. Or really bad Ellen clips.
It's just that one interview where she's like, that's not true, Ellen.
That's not true, Ellen. Actually, I didn't invite you to my birthday party, and your team said, you said fuck off.
Oh, my God, legendary.
Wasn't that with, I don't remember who that was with.
Dakota Johnson, there we go. I wanted to say Aubrey Plaza, but not Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, my God, I wish it was just Aubrey
another
Plaza.
Another white brunette, don't worry.
Another white brunette.
I don't see color.
That's probably part of the problem.
Anyways, we've got a ghost to fight, I think. That's my theory.
Something's going down. Yeah. Where we left off. So we were in the Chippy Buckle Manor. And
I have one last model airplane joke, just because I'm reading the Wikipedia about airplanes.
Uh-huh.
They call this Dick Active Wingtip Device. There we go.
Okay.
Dick Active Wingtip Device?
I think they call this Dick, comma,
active wingtip device.
You have to put they call this?
Yeah, they call
this. I don't think that's a, okay.
It's not a drag name, it's just a joke.
Okay.
You can cut that. You can cut that. It's not really funny.
No, we're keeping it. We're keeping it because Chris was straight up in exposition. You say, you know what? Wait.
Wait.
You
no,
need to hear
I'm not
this.
Done yet.
It's still funny.
It was really
Flyer Minnelli.
That's okay. A good one.
So we're in the Chippy Buckle Manor. You guys have met Jiggles, the groundskeeper, who has not been very talkative to you. You followed him up a secret passage, and you're now in the master bedroom, or most of you are in the master bedroom on like the second story, except for Lynn and Rux. Rux is still hanging out in the stairwell in that secret passage, not quite in the closet yet. And Lynn is in the bathroom. And Lynn just tried to charm Jiggles while they were filling up their watering jug. And it didn't go well.
No. Jiggles could tell that I was using fast friends and kind of, like I said, I think Jiggles is possessed by a ghost because they had like glowing snot and the door like closed on its own.
Now, that's where we're at, is Lynn is now stuck in the bathroom. Shannon, I believe, is in the bedroom, so does know that the door has just shut on them.
Mm-hmm.
And Le Capitan ran out through the vent because they were not going to get caught in that bathroom.
All right, cool. So can I go ahead and can I cast Dispel Magic on this door? Does that seem like it would be useful?
I think that would help you out, yes. Okay, you're good. It'll unlock then.
Okay. I'm going to walk in and wait, I think I'm still a damsel in distress. And I say, as I open the door, I just stumble in and fall to the floor. I put the back of my hand on my forehead and I say, oh, woe is me. I just fell onto this floor and I do not know what to do with myself. Groundskeeper, if you could just help me up. And I put out my hand. I say, please be careful with my hand. It is very gentle and very dainty. And I'm trying to save Lynn Spector's life right now.
Okay. Are you persuasion? Is that what you're going for?
I'm going for persuasion.
Okay, go ahead and roll
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, hell fuck me, daddy. A natural 20.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am like... they're like tears that are glistening down my face. They have a little bit of, I pull out a little bit of glitter and I throw them in my tears to kind of make them shimmer and sparkle as they fall to the floor. And I say, I just don't know what to do with myself. I just think if I didn't have a big, strong you here to help me, I would just be all over the place and without guidance. And I need some guidance right now from you.
Jiggles will kind of shake out of staring at Lynn and reach out both hands, but a little clumsily. But Jiggles will start to tend to you and help you up.
Okay, very good. I, while he is picking me up, can I do some kind of check to see if Jiggles is possessed or if this is just how Jiggles, like if Jiggles is actually just like a ghost or something, or like some type of being?
What? How would you check for that? Yes, but how?
Go say what?
I've got Identify, which is a first level divination spell, but I need to be able to touch them. And I cast Detect Magic. Did I see anything? Did I cast Detect Magic? I think I did. No, I don't think I did. Can I cast Detect Magic? To see if Jiggles is a magic.
So, yeah, you can cast Detect Magic, and you're certain that Jiggles is a magical creature.
Okay, so I'm going to cast using first level divination. So done. I can see, and I learn at School of Magic, if any.
It's going to be necromancy.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You know what, Mr. Jiggles, I just have a question. Exactly, what are you?
Wow, can't just ask somebody.
Jiggles will grab the watering can from in the sink and then point to their name tag that says Jiggles. Tap it twice.
Right, I understand that, Mr. Jiggles, but I am just noticing that you have a little something coming out of your... You see, and I point to my nose, and I say, you just have a little something. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull out a handkerchief, and I'm going to wipe his nose.
Aww.
You just have you have a little something right there, and I'm going to wipe his nose. I say, I got it. I'm going to give it to my friend over here, Lynn Spector, and maybe he will dispose of that for you. And I'm going to give Lynn Spector kind of like a, maybe you can gather that I'm giving it to you for you to like investigate more closely.
Yeah, I'm going to take that little handkerchief because I have like destroy undead.
Oh.
Yeah. Not just...
Sounds really intense.
Okay. It sounds really intense. Yeah, so if an undead fails a saving throw against a turn undead feature, it's instantly destroyed if its threshold is below a certain level. But I don't want to destroy Jiggles because it might be useful.
So, you know, I guess just so that you're not alarmed, we do have two other friends downstairs, and I'm just going to bring them on up. Maybe, you know, the more hands, the better in helping you with your gardening and housekeeping duties. So I'm going to back away, like, slowly, and, like, but I'm keeping eye contact with Mr. Jiggles as I go and I yell down. I say, y'all come on up here now.
Okay, there's nothing creepy, crawly, weird up there.
No, we just have this fine groundskeeper and a housekeeper, Mr. Jiggles, up here. He does have a little bit of neon green liquid magic snot coming out of his nose. But for the most part, he does not seem hostile. And I think that's really just going to work for us in our favor. Not very talkative, this one is. But he does love a helping hand.
Rex is going to turn to Bay and say, hey, Bay, do you know who that is? Who's calling us up there?
I don't know, but that sound like they're in distress.
You think something happened to Lynn or?
We don't have time. We have to serve that damsel.
And Bay runs.
Okay. We're coming up, but we aren't armed.
Unless you cast devastating magic.
And Rex, like, pulls out their double-edged sword, just, you know, being a little safe, a little nervous, because Rex doesn't recognize Shannon's voice.
Absolutely.
That's fair.
Absolutely.
So, are you in the bedroom now, Shannon, along with Lynn?
Yeah, are you still in the bathroom? I left the bathroom. I'm following groundskeeper Jiggles around.
Okay. Jiggles is going to kind of walk to the door of the bathroom, like stand at the threshold as Rux and Bay enter. And as that's happening, Jiggles is going to step back and shut the bathroom door. And I need everyone to roll a constitution saving throw.
Oh, great.
Shit.
Was there like someone up here with some kind of feminine voice, a little bit country-ish maybe?
Maybe a little bit rock and roll.
I got a 9.
I got a 7.
Hold on a second.
Features and traits. Do I have lucky? Hold on. Do I have lucky?
Okay. You get a +4 to all saving throws. And also, Brux got a 21. Well, 25. So add 4 to whatever you rolled.
16.
Okay. So then Bay and Rux are fine. I think the other two failed because 16 was the save.
Oh, you saved me with that plus 4.
Damn.
Another large wail comes into the bedroom, echoing throughout the room. All of you need to cover your ears quickly.
I thought you meant a whale.
Yeah, a big ass whale.
It's
just
like
walks in.
Another one?
What's up?
Yeah, but, oh, we didn't actually, you know, use a perception check on the room. There's been a dead orca in the corner.
My detect magic lasts for an hour, Chris. Oh, sorry, concentration up to 10 minutes. If it's been within 10 minutes, and is there any magical source of that noise or?
The source is a magical creature, yes.
Okay, so the presence of magic within 30 feet of you, it's blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of metal, lead, or wood and dirt.
By 1 inch of wood, you said?
1 inch of common metal, 3 feet of wood or dirt. But it's any creature that I see.
Okay.
Any visible creature or object. So I can't, if I can't see it, you know what I mean? That sucks, damn it.
Yeah, you cannot see where it's coming from, but I think now you're certain that this is a creature making this noise, as opposed to last time you were kind of uncertain. You're now damn certain this is a undead creature.
That thing, I think, you know, it could be not a ghost, but just something a little undead. And did that's some... actually really good because I'm really good at killing undead.
No, you're not. You're not good at killing anything in this house while we have Mr.
I'm
Jiggles here.
About my brother, who's really good at this. Yeah, not
yeah,
me at
absolutely.
All.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is this?
Hi, I'm just a wee little ingenue, a damsel in distress, if you will. And this right here is Mr. Jiggles. Before I begin again, did anything happen to me because I failed that constitution saving throw?
Oh, yeah, 9 damage to those that
okay.
Failed.
Oh, damn it.
Great.
I should have kept my goddamn mouth. Okay.
Yeah, because I also didn't hear anything. So I'm like,
yeah.
Now, goodbye, Mr. Jiggles, HP. I just realized that we just heard a very loud sound. And if you could just see my earlobes right now, there's a little bit of blood trickling down, kind of hurt. Is that you or is that something else? What is that sound? Or maybe you could point us in the direction so that we can investigate. Because I always love new friends or new enemies. What do we call that, Mr. Jiggles?
So you're going to not open up the bathroom door to try and reach Jiggles. And as you do, the bathroom is now empty. Jiggles is no longer near you.
Oh, my fuck.
Ah.
Well, y'all, I was just having a conversation with the wall.
Control.
Empty. Wait. It is I, Shannon Powers. So, I tried my best to get in the good graces of Mr. Jiggles. It seems that it was futile. Did y'all happen to? We need to find out the source of that sound. Yes. No.
Shannon, what was you? There is this lady here.
Aha! It was I. I was using my acting skills because that's what I am, an actor.
Did the timing of Jiggles no longer being there and the whale, they kind of lined up, right? That's kind of what you're implying.
Yes.
Okay, but there's no way to prove that. Actually, yes. No, because I didn't see Jiggles. So I can't tell where he is. There's no aura around him.
Well, I mean, if the whale happened and then now Jiggles is gone...
You know what I mean?
We can suspect it at least.
Yeah, not concrete proof. Would not hold up in a court of law, but
yeah, correlation, et cetera, et cetera.
Blah blah blah. Yeah.
So Le Capitan is going to kind of shake his head because Le Capitan also failed that check and took the 9 damage.
Aww.
Oh no, he's dead.
Le Capitan does not have as many hit points as you do. So,
Le Capitan, maybe you should go home.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, you look a little. Yeah, you look a little fucked.
Capitan's going to dig into his bag and go, and propose an idea to you. He's going to pull a bear trap out of his bag.
Damn.
And kind of set it up with all 4 of his limbs, like, stretch out to open it. And he'll take a piece of wood from his bag and just slam it into the middle. And the bear trap will snap.
Oh.
We're not hunting bears. We're hunting whales.
Tabernacle, what the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe not. No, I see where you're going with this, raccoon. I say maybe not a bear trap, but maybe we can lure Mr. Jiggles into a spot that's less dangerous, corner him, and then get the information that we need. Like the Battle of France, when France won that war in 2092.
What was it called?
The Battle of 2092.
Oh, yeah.
It was the only one of its year.
Ironically, it took place in 2095.
Math changed in 2086, so...
Look, Capitan's going to kind of agree with what Shannon is saying and then jump on the bed and kind of get all the sheets up off of it and then throw the sheet over Rux.
Oh, that's a ghost.
I'm not a ghost. I don't know how to get this off, but I'm ready to move forward, but I'm not a ghost.
Are you saying that we pretend to be the ghost to get the real ghost to come out? Yes or no? Shake yes or no, yes.
Capitan shakes his head, no.
Maybe if you yes pose or no, yes. As a sexy ghost, we can lure out the other ghost.
Ah, yes. Rux.
But how will we get through our weapons when we got a sheet over us? Just in case, you know? You never know when you're going to need it.
Okay, I can be sexy ghost.
Also, I don't know if like dressing up like ghosts is gonna like manifest them or nothing. It's not like I believe in that stuff or anything. But I mean, let's not press our luck. This is making me a little nervous.
So I get that the idea is to catch something. That's what a bear trap is for. But where?
That is for us to decide. Ah.
Okay, but all right. That guy like closed the door on us. And then there was a big loud noise, like that Jiggles fella knew what was gonna happen.
I can locate creature.
So
find him.
What constitutes as a creature?
A scribe or name a creature that is familiar to me. So a creature that I have seen up close within 30 feet at least once.
Like could you do that to me? Am I a creature to you?
I suppose so. My definition of creature is anything that has internal organ.
according to the Oratrice Mécanique Genelise Cardinal, we are all creatures. So.
Okay. I just didn't know. I never heard that before. Not familiar with that spell.
So I can cast locate creature. So if we are going to go after Jiggles, I can find them. But I also... But I can't cast locate creature on the figure that we saw in the gym, but I do have Hunter's Mark on them.
Wait, I thought Jiggles was what
Jiggles
we saw
was
in the gym.
The character in the yes. gym, yeah.
You're sure that we saw in the gym? Okay, then, yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and you do have Hunter's Mark on him.
Okay. So then we would get advantage on places that we can find, like on wisdom, perception, or survival checks to find him.
Isn't Jiggles in the bathroom?
No, Jiggles, is...
Jiggles left.
Okay.
They got kidnapped by a scream.
Said, I got you. Ah.
Okay, so then in that case, can I do a perception in the bathroom? See if I can see anything? Like, did the clothes stay? Did the entire part of Jiggles disappear? Like, is there, goo left in a vent? You know what I mean?
I think that's a great... let's do investigation for that, yes.
Okay, so I have advantage, so I'm going to roll... Well... Good, because my two options were a 1 or an 18. So that's a 27.
Okay. There's nothing in the vents in particular aside from Le Capitan's scratch marks from okay. running through them. The vent lid is still off. And you, as you're feeling through the walls, you come into the shower and you realize that there is another entrance into that back hallway in the shower.
That's weird. So this is another door to the secret hallway?
Exactly.
Okay, there is another door here, y'all. So my guess right now is the scream is coming from creature inside of the servant hallway. And we just need to hunt down this creature. And I can potentially destroy it.
With a 27, you also find a chunk of what looks like Jiggle's hair.
Ew. Is it like a body that has like a chunk fallen off of it? You know what I mean?
It's loose hairs and there's no roots in them whatsoever.
Okay.
And as you're looking at it closer, it doesn't quite feel like hair.
Okay. So everybody can look at this door. There's a secret door in the shower. I'm not going to read into that at all right now. But also, I think Jiggles went through this door. And I wave the hair like they can see it from any distance.
Okay. How big is the secret door?
It's part of the shower. You can all walk through it.
Okay.
Ah, then through the secret door we shall go, tally-ho.
Right. Are we doing anything with these sheets, or I'm just gonna carry it?
What's the quality of them? Are they 300 count?
Rux rubs it between their fingers. I'd say it's about 3,000, to be honest. It's like...
Ah.
Was that Egyptian cotton or something?
Then I shall use these sheets to make a new petticoat.
What's a petticoat?
A petticoat is what I wear. I'm wearing one right now, actually.
Oh, like a jacket?
It's the thing that I'm wearing on my waist. It's the metal frame.
Can Bay roll, while this is happening, can Bay roll over the bear trap to like incorporate it themselves and take it with them?
Of course.
You have a metal frame around your waist?
It's my petticoat.
So it's not a coat.
Oh my god. It's just a structure for the skirts.
It's like a coat, but she's kind of a bitch.
I know what
it is. I was going to say that. Rux.
No, I know. It's just a petty one.
Like made out of pennies? Is it like copper?
No, it's more so like this world's like I don't know, aluminum.
Oh, okay. So it's like...
Oh my god.
Because you don't want people to like see like your legs?
It just support the shape. It's just fashion.
Is that like armor?
Is it protection? Yeah.
As boss, I'm ending. As boss, I'm ending this conversation. Okay, we got job. We build by the hour. Let's go.
Through the door.
After you leave the bathroom through the shower's secret door, the listeners and I will sneak through another secret door: the gay agenda. This is The Gay Agenda, and first, I want to share my exciting news. A travel company has reached out to me to host a trip for around 20 people that is geared towards the LGBTQ community. This is a huge opportunity for me and a chance for you to join me and Mark on vacation. Now, for this to come to fruition, I need your help. There is a survey attached to this episode description that I will need as many people to fill out as possible. There's only a few questions like where and when you'd want to go, what activities you want to enjoy on vacation, stuff like that. I was initially thinking Thailand or Vietnam for a location because they're both gorgeous and budget-friendly, but I released this survey a few days ago on my social media, and so far the top places are Japan, Colorado Rockies, and British Columbia. All of those would be incredible, too. There are so many options to choose from, and to narrow it down to the best option for everybody, I need your responses. And if we get enough D&D folks to join us on the trip, I'll include at least one night where I will DM a one-shot from wherever we're staying. So if you're ready to go on an adventure with me or you just want to help me out, please take this quick survey. The only restriction for this trip is you have to be 18 years or up. Otherwise, I look forward to meeting up with some of you on either a beach or in the mountains or maybe a forest. Who knows? But one thing I'm sure of is it will be a trip we will never forget. And of course, there are ways that you can support the show as well, like joining our Patreon at patreon.com/rollgayroleplay. You can get bonus episodes, pre-goss, polls that help shape the game, even some exclusive gaming videos. Speaking of, we have our gaming videos that we release on YouTube. Follow us on social media. We're on YouTube doing gaming videos, and all of our episodes are on YouTube now. We're on Instagram at RollGayRoleplay, and we're on TikTok at RGRPPodcast. Or if you just want to make your life easy and find everything RollGayRoleplay all at once, check out our website, RollGayRoleplay.com. Now, it's a new month, which means we have a new podcast we want to talk about. So, here's a message from some of our friends.
We gave you tips and tricks to elevate your game and develop the art of dungeon mastery. Now we're taking you along on our adventures in our homebrew world, Hymirin. Come along an adventure with us every other Tuesday. You can find us where all great podcasts are heard, on social media, and on the web at thedungeonmastersdojo.com. We'll see you next time in High Murin.
You're back in the secret passageway, and the only way to go is down, since you know they didn't go into the bedroom. The first stop would be the pantry, or the other way is to go back down into the basement to that secret looky room that looks into the gym. Why don't we, while we get to the first floor, let's have everyone roll perception.
Okay. Are we still, we're still trying to find Jiggles, so I still have advantage.
Yes.
18.
14.
I'm going to let y'all know I just rolled another natural 20.
Damn. Shannon is really thriving.
I think it's the petticoat.
Really questioning things after that line of questioning from Rex. I'm trying to observe.
I got a 17. So not great.
Okay. Then everyone did pretty well. So you're all going to hear the sound of engines revving coming from the first floor. Lots of screeching tires coming from one of the rooms in the floor outside of the pantry, outside of the kitchen.
Ah, as my great mama used to say, curiouser and curiouser. Shall we go investigate the revving engine sounds that we hear?
This could be a good idea.
Hip hip.
I think it's an oven.
Then you leave through the pantry, walk into the kitchen, follow the noise, and it leads you into the home theater room. The lights are out right now, so all you can see is the movie that's playing. For those of you that have seen it before, it is playing Fast and Furious 43, Vin Diesel engine. It's when Vin Diesel is Frankenstein into metal and created the fastest, baldest engine in the world.
Yes! Yes!
Oh. Does that make it more aerodynamic?
Of course. 43 cars, but with Vin Diesel.
Ah, very well. I have not seen 43. In my time, we got up to 37, where Vin Diesel was racing cars on the moon.
Oh, I love the Fast and the Furious. Nothing like found family and fast car.
You know, the most poetic writing I've seen, you know, in a long time in cinema.
Really speaks to me as a man, you know?
Absolutely. Really pulls on the heartstrings and lets me know that one day I can be as great of a writer as those who have written the Fast and Furious franchises.
I feel like there's a ghost here somewhere.
Well.
Yeah, as you said that, Bae, you feel a little bit of a drip drip onto the top of your head.
Oh, God.
It was refreshing.
And we all Scooby-Doo look up.
Zoinks.
There are recently watered plants hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, maybe a little overwatered.
Oh, yeah. That was on his list of things to do. What was after water the plants? I have it in notes. I swear I wrote it, but I can't find the notebook.
Watering the in-house plants is next on the list. That's all that I have.
Oh, no.
So, it's next.
Case closed.
But it's a pretty big house, so I imagine that's a pretty big task, and he seems to be following the servants' passages around the house to water everything. So, do we find more hair nearby?
As you say that, Lynn, you start looking for it. And yes, you do find more hair that's just falling out.
Not to sound weird or anything, but I found more hair. Not that I, and I was looking for it, but here it is. So I think that Jiggle is using the servant pathways to the most efficient way to get around the house and water all these plants. So I think that we just keep following the pathways, but that means that we need to find the secret pathway in this room. So let's go grab some walls.
Let's go grab some walls.
Does that logically make sense to everyone else?
Yeah.
Go ahead, roll investigation in this room. Let's see if we can find some doors.
Hey, Rux got a nat 20, so 21.
Oh, I do not use advantage on this. I only got an 8.
I got a 4.
Lynn is really into this Fast and the Furious movie. She's having a really hard time concentrating.
Then, Rux, you're going to find a small door in the corner, place in the wall where you can push into, and there is a ladder leading up.
Hey, you guys, here's the door. I think I found it. But it goes up. And it's kind of a small door. I'm pretty sure I can fit through it, though, right?
yeah, you're good. You can fit through it.
And of course, I will walk through this door with no issue.
Yeah, I mean, that's we all have eyes.
Because I am small and petite.
Okay. You better watch your petticoat sticking out there.
And my waist, for it is slutty and little.
Slutty and little.
All right, why don't you go first then?
Ah, yes, because I am so small, I will have the most space to run in case there's an issue.
Yeah. I don't want to slow you down or nothing.
Very well.
With my big muscles. Strong shoulders.
Ah, yes, broad shoulders. Broad shoulders. Broad shoulders are great. They helped the French in the war of 2095.
Yeah.
Remember that war happened.
They had another war.
In 2095. Yeah, so let me go up the door.
Yeah, you could go up the ladder. Are you all going up individually, like in a row? Are you waiting for Shannon to get to the top before anyone else goes on? How are we doing this?
Rex will wait until they're all up.
Yeah, I'm definitely going.
Yeah.
Le Capitaine will also join then. So on the ladder, we'll have Shannon. Who's below Shannon? Who's going to follow that?
Uh-oh, this feels important.
Bay.
Shannon, Bay, Lynn, Le Capitaine, and Rux is still at the bottom.
Yeah.
So the first thing you're noticing is this ladder is very tall, and it only leads up to the very top floor. So you are climbing two stories. Shannon, when you get towards the top, I'm going to need everyone to roll a Constitution saving throw, please.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I also want to say that I'm leaving a goo trail up the ladder, so it's a little more difficult for the people below me.
You should not have gone in the middle.
Oh, fuck me.
Add four.
Okay, con check.
Oh, wait.
No, we're not in range.
Hold on. You have to be 10 feet.
Yeah.
Oh. Rux got an 18.
Are you within 10 feet of any of us?
El Capitan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was waiting until at least one person got to the top.
14.
I got a 4.
I also got a 4.
Oh, God. And you're pretty, like, athletic, so.
Yeah.
Well, Le Capitaine got a natural 20, so.
Yeah, because he's a fucking raccoon. Like.
Yeah, Le Capitaine jumped off that ladder and went right back into the room and covered their ears right away. Did any of you beat a 16?
No.
I
did not.
No. Rux got an 18.
Okay, Rux, once again, being down below, this makes sense that Rux was not close enough. Because Rux, this is something you notice too, is that the scream is not coming from the theater room. It's coming from that area, from this ladder room. So you're not getting hit with it as much, but the rest of you are going to take some damage. First, it's going to be the damage for the scream itself.
Okay, and there's the fall damage.
And that is 10 damage, and then there is falling damage. Because you guys didn't cover... How are you going to cover your ears if you're hanging onto a ladder? You're falling.
Rex is going to try to catch every one of them.
Hang on, I'm casting Featherfall as a reaction.
Oh, well, I don't have to do anything then.
She's up to 5 falling creatures within range of 60 feet.
That will cover everybody then.
Nice.
Also, let me just go ahead and roll a surge real quick.
Yep. Oh, no.
44.
Okay, let's get to that.
Yeah, and then as soon, kind of while that is happening, and once that's resolved, I'll do it. But I am going to cast Turn Undead. Like, fuck this.
You can't see. Can you see?
Anything I can see or hear. Because I
But you don't even know.
Speak a prayer. It's a channel. It's a channel divinity spell for me. So, like, worst case scenario, it doesn't do anything. Best case scenario, it fucking kills this thing. Like,
okay. So, falling damage doesn't happen. Everybody feather falls.
Okay.
And as Bay falls to the ground, the magic surge happens. A 44 is. Well, now there's a Lynn, there's a Shannon, there's a Rux, and there's two El Capitans.
But does everybody else want, like, a cup of sludge?
No. No, that sounds disgusting.
Can you roll a d12, though, Brandon?
Yeah. Let me just get a d12. Huh. I know which one that is.
I hear the keyboard going, and I can't imagine what Katie is typing.
I know.
I said, there are two El Capitans now.
Girl.
But it's like you are in a fucking cartoon how you're hitting those keys like click, 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 click.
It's because I'm bad at typing, so I go backwards a lot.
Core stenographer core.
Like, I'm just picturing you just slamming on your keyboard with both hands.
Typing like the Cookie Monster eating.
The magic surge is you shift into the exact replica of the closest living humanoid for the next 1d12 hours.
Is El Capitan a humanoid?
I don't think they're humanoid.
Raccoons can't talk and El Capitan can, so...
Okay.
Raccoon... El Capitan doesn't talk. He goes... Rrr.
Yes, he does.
Oh, shit.
We learned that El Capitan doesn't let you guys know that they talk.
Yeah, but we forgot that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, out of game, yes, El Capitan is more humanoid than raccoon. In game, fun raccoon friend, Scooby-Doo.
Great.
Trashy-Doo.
Bay grabs snack food and runs to the nearest source of water to wash it.
Great.
Has everybody landed now?
Yeah, everyone's on the ground at least.
Hey, where's Bay? And the El Capitan, why are there two of you?
One of the Le Capitans just starts jiggling.
Do you regenerate that way?
Bay starts jiggling too. Oh, they both do, sorry.
That did not help at all.
That kind of reminds me of this movie that I saw when I was young. It was like twins. It had like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they were twins. Is this your brother?
We're going to make our divorced parents fall in love again.
Capitan's going to grab Bay's hand just to hold hands.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. You know, it's funny. I always thought that if you did speak, you would speak Spanish. But you speak English.
Three.
That's interesting.
I am casting that undead. I'm casting turn undead.
Okay, can you tell me what that does again, please?
So as an action, I present my holy symbol, it's a pack of cigarettes, and speak a prayer censoring the undead. Begone, you undead bastard!
That's the prayer? Each
undead. Each undead that can see or hear me within 30 feet must make a wisdom saving throw, DC 17. If the creature fails, it is destroyed.
Okay.
How
many floors how many feet is two floors, Brandon?
It could be anywhere from 18 to 24 in like a typical.
Okay. Then 30 feet would work. And obviously yes. You can hear it because it just yelled at you.
Right.
What type of saving throw?
It's a wisdom saving throw.
16 plus 3, 19.
It works.
Might keep you out.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Oh, damn it. So that's one of my channel divinities. Damn it. I've only got one of those left.
Hey, maybe if you turned into Dionne Warwick and tried it again. I mean, her little prayer. Everybody heard that.
I didn't understand that joke.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Oh, no. Oh,
Tisha, get some tennis balls for your walker.
I got to take them off of the top of my garage that I use. Park. I'm using for my walker now because I can't drive my car anymore.
When life hands you a specter that wails and knocks you off of a ladder, you make lemonade. And so I will do it again. And I'm going to try and climb the ladder again.
Okay. Damn. Anyone following?
Yes.
Is Misty Step on this character or another character?
Lynn has it, because you used it to get through the...
Perfect.
The glass.
Can I teleport up to 30 feet? Is this ladder 30 feet?
Yeah, you can teleport up the ladder, sure.
Okay, I just need to figure out how many spells I have left. Oh, man, I got a bunch of spells.
Rux is going to cast Sanctuary on Shannon. Oh, I ward them until the spell ends. Any creature who targets the warded creature with an attack... must first make a wisdom saving throw. Never mind. I don't want to do this because it doesn't protect against AoE effects.
Ah, okay. Damn. Then never mind.
Ah, well, thank you for almost making me look very pretty. But I shall brave this ladder. And I'm going to, like,
so
ham-fist each rung of the ladder and, like, like my way up there.
Lynn okay. is going to Misty Step up and then start climbing as far as that Misty Step will get him.
Okay. I'll just give you guys some aid if you're going to go up there again.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just tape for your hands. And Rex wraps boxing tape around their hands as they climb up. But they also, so it's going to be, I don't know which El Capitan is the right El Capitan. So it's going to be one of the El Capitans, and Lynn and Shannon get five maximum, increase by five to their maximum hit points.
Ah, yes. Increase our maximum hit points by five.
Okay, before we continue with this, how are we exact replica of the closest living humanoid? Does that mean you take on El Capitan's hit points?
I think replica means looks like. Because if you have a replica sword, it's not probably not as good as the real sword.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, that makes sense. Otherwise, you guys are fucked. Raccoons do not have a lot of hit points.
Yeah, but they have a lot of fun.
They do have a lot of fun. They got a lot of hidey moves, a lot of stealthy stuff they can do. Great. So you're going to make your way up the ladder. Actually, Lynn, that Misty Step is going to get you to the top the fastest. But I'll let Lynn and Shannon both be able to kind of peer into the room. So can I have you guys roll a perception check and I can tell you what you see?
Kay.
Perception. 15.
Okay, I got a 2, but do I have advantage because we're trying to find Jiggles?
23.
Okay. Yes, go ahead and roll advantage.
Okay, so that's an 11 or, nice, that's a lot better, or a 28.
Okay, so you're peering into the conservatory.
Oh.
This is on the third floor. This is just a room full of plants. Looks like a space for, like, relaxation. There's a bunch of glass and metals surrounding the exterior, letting a bunch of light in.
The plants are still alive?
All the plants are still alive. In fact, this is like the most fresh smelling room of the entire house.
Ooh.
Okay.
There's like a stone bench in the middle of the area. It's like a tranquil little retreat in this house. And also with that, you see that there is a vent that is in the room with the vent lid or cap taken off of it. So there's an exposed vent in this room as well.
Mm. I would like to go investigate that vent.
Okay. Go ahead and roll investigation.
Oh, shit. All right. A 6.
Aww.
It's a dusty old vent, isn't it?
Ah, Lynn, it seems that this vent does not have a lid over it. Maybe you, too, could come and help me investigate this vent.
I can definitely do that. So I will climb up, and I am going to take a look around. Do I still have advantage? Or are we following the creature and not Jiggles anymore? Or is creatures... The Jiggles is the creature, and that's why.
I don't think you're going to get advantage on this because of the specific role that it is.
Okay, fair enough. 15.
Okay, that's at least much better. So you're going to find more hair near this vent, and actually you're going to find a small, like, torn-up square of something squishy that's kind of like a pale, whitish cream color.
Oh, is it fake skin looking?
Yeah, very much that.
I don't think that Jiggles is organically human-shaped. I've been finding a lot of hair that is just falling off. Not falling out, just falling off. And I'm pretty sure I have skin. Ew. I'm just going to hold it up and wiggle it like a fish.
Oh.
Ah. Ah, that looks like something that I saw in the War of the French in 2097. There was a third war. That one's less talked about because the French did not win that one, which seems to be their MO most of the time in most wars, to lose. I digress to say, what if we go down the vent? I have a slutty little waist. I assume I should be able to fit.
Okay, but... I can't pull you back very fast if you need help.
Well, how far down does this vent go?
Deeper than you can see.
So.
Oh, I think I might have a creepy little eye that can do the trick.
You can get that fucking eye.
More and more, you keep reminding me of that. Grab my good hand from my strong hand from the scary movie guy. Every day. Getting closer and closer to God.
Thanks.
Are you sending your eye into the vent then?
If it is dark vision, yeah.
It does have dark vision. We did establish that. So.
Nice.
Okay. It can go into the vents. Is
for
it
up to 30 feet.
It can go up to 30 feet in the vents?
No. So the dark vision and normal vision out to 30 feet, but I can move it as far away as possible, and it lasts for up to an hour.
Okay. So as your eye is going through the vents, these vents connect to everything in the house. This is just the big furnace vents. Mm-hmm. So you can go basically anywhere you want in the house with this eye. So are you having the eye specifically search for jiggles?
I am having the vent look for hair. And, like, anything weird that isn't, like, the inside of a vent. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like vents look a certain way.
Also, if you could look to see where this vent leads.
Ah, that is a very good idea. So I imagine Lynn is kind of, like, piloting, like he's in VR.
Yes. The eye is going to go and make its way all the way down to the basement into the furnace room.
Oh, damn.
It seems like as the eye is reaching dead ends, too, most of the vents are exposed in this house.
Okay, so it just seems like that people just get around in the vents. It's really weird, because there's also all these hallways.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that Jiggles is big enough or small enough to fit through these vents. Jiggles has kind of been a bigger...
Mm-hmm.
Jiggles isn't skinny mini like Shannon, so...
Yeah, like, either he's gorping, you know what I mean? Like I said, organically not human-shaped, and he's just, like, fitting the human shape into not a human shape.
Huh.
Or it's the creature that is wailing.
Well, then, you say that the baddie is, this Mr. Jiggles is in the boiler room.
I mean, that is where it goes. This is where this is the next step, apparently.
If the boiler room is where we shall be, then the boiler room is where we shall go, yes?
Yeah. I suppose.
As you guys are having this conversation, Rux was continuing to walk around the room just because of a good perception roll earlier. And Rux, you're going to notice that there is a hose in this room that has been turned on the entire time.
A hose? Hey, maybe he's coming back in here to turn this hose off? Or do you think that the Jiggles just, like... Well, overwater the plants?
As you said that, Jiggles walks into the room. And that is where we are going to end the episode. Join us next week. I am Chris the DM. You can find me on all social media at Chris Drinks Lemonade.
And I'm Degashay Jones. You can find me on Instagram at the number one.
Randall, and you can find me in our Patreon, where I post every single Friday at 11 a.m., except for the days that I don't.
Hi, my name is Katie, and you can find me in Baldur's Gate, crying, screaming, throwing up, trying to get Lazelle to fall in love with me.
Oh, bad taste.
Well, fuck, yeah, you're right, because, hey, I'm Jonathan. You can also find me in Baldur's Gate, trying to get Karlak to fall in love with me.
Better taste.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
I like it for listening.
An RGRP LLC production. Music by Joe Barsanti.